Fresh from Friday's interest rate hike, the ANZ Bank today announced 1,000 job cuts and indicated there were more to come. The first 1,000 jobs are slated to go before the end of September. The bank says it's moving towards a more automated workplace and adjusting to weak demand for financial services. The union says the jobs are being sacrificed on the altar of profits and bonuses. It won't rule out industrial action. Alison Caldwell reports.
Last Friday, the ANZ delivered bad news to its customers when it announced it was breaking ranks with the Reserve Bank to lift its variable lending rate. Today, the bank had bad news for its workforce. Chief Executive Philip Chronican.
Today we've announced that around about 1,000 roles are likely to be taken out of our business in Australia over the next few months. And we specifically advised the union today of around 460 roles in Australia. But we wanted to be clear with people that this wasn't the end, that there's some other changes to come down the track.
The bank says a small number of job cuts will affect frontline staff, but that the majority will come from middle management and back office roles, including product management roles.
Well, this is, I think, part of the overall pressures that the financial sector has been under. We've got, as we've been highlighting for some time, margin compression in the business. Plus, obviously, with slower demand for credit and lower activity in the economy, we've simply have to prudently manage the business, and part of that means taking a good, long, hard look at our cost structure.
You've said that this is about adapting to an emerging environment, but 1,000 jobs going in a single announcement, it seems to be more than just an adaptation.
Well, it's 1,000, and that's a big number, and we have about 24,000 staff in Australia. The group, ANZ Group as a whole, has nearer 50,000 staff. So it's a big number, but when you look at it from that perspective, it's around 2% of our total employment.
The job cuts come just days before the ANZ is expected to report a first quarter cash profit of $1.4 billion. The finance sector union was informed about the job cuts in Melbourne this morning. National Secretary Leon Carter says they're unnecessary.
These workers are being sacrificed so bonuses can be made, and so rich institutional investors can make more money out of speculation on the share market. These workers are doing jobs every single day that the bank needs. This is nothing more than a short-term decision to make more money for rich people at the expense of ordinary workers.
Leon Carter says ANZ will move hundreds of jobs offshore to Bangalore and Manila. Today's news is the latest in a series of job cuts recently announced by Australian banks, including Suncorp, which shed 300 staff, the NAB 130, while 560 jobs were cut by Westpac. Leon Carter says more cuts are expected over the next 18 months.
One of the great truisms of our industry is that there is no original thinking. Where one of these buggers go, the others follow. We have already seen 2,000 jobs lost out of an industry that is more profitable today than it was at the start of the GFC. If this pace continues, we stand to lose 10,000 jobs over the next 18 months. Again, from an industry that in a combined sense made $24 billion in profit last year.
He says federal and state governments need to be doing more to protect jobs in the banking industry.
Well, we've lost 2,000 jobs. Where is our industry plan? Where is our summit in Canberra to stop these companies from laying off Australians in their thousands?
The ANZ Bank's Philip Chronican says the job cuts announced today are needed.
It is big, but it is something that we felt we needed to do as part of the cost management. But I guess what I'm also trying to signal is that we would be looking at other productivity initiatives into the future, hopefully not with as many one-off announcements of this scale, but certainly as we go through in time, business is going to have to be more automated and less people intensive.
ANZ's reporting a very healthy profit of over $1 billion. Is this the ANZ using the excuse of higher costs of funds as a reason to sack staff?
Well, we've got no reason to want to sack staff, so I don't think that it's not something we went hunting around for a reason for. We're doing this because we need to manage our business prudently. And, you know, we need to be healthy as an organisation, and that means making a return for our shareholders and ensuring that we stay financially strong so that we can do our role of supporting the Australian economy.
Just how much of this can be put down to higher funding costs on global markets?
Well, that certainly focused the pressure on us. As I said, the margin contraction over the last 6 months or so has been quite severe. So that certainly focused our mind on the need to move quickly. I think over time these issues were always going to emerge, so I don't want to solely blame them. But certainly the urgency with which we've had to move is a function of the pressure that our margins have come under.
As well as the big four banks, the smaller banks are adjusting their interest rates today. The Bendigo Bank followed in Westpac and ANZ's footsteps today, lifting its variable home loan rate by 0.15% to 7.45%. Bendigo's Managing Director Mike Hurst said current banking margins aren't sustainable and adjustments to interest rates had to be made. Soon after, the Commonwealth Bank stepped into line, announcing it too would increase its variable lending rates by 0.1%. Per annum. It says the change reflects a sustained increase in both wholesale and deposit funding costs. And last but not least, the National Australia Bank has confirmed that its standard variable home loan interest rate will increase by 0.09% to 7.3% per annum, effective from next Monday.
Alison Caldwell.